Boker Tov, and welcome back to our continuing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. We are really in the middle of a particular shir, although a new topic on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and the attached page, which in case you were listening to this shir in the last couple of days, the page has been updated and includes pages 18 and 19. Please recheck it, because the entire sugi of Shniot is laid out on page 19. In any case, we are beginning the sugya of Shniot, which starts about a third of the way down, actually a little higher than that, about 10 lines down from the top of Daf Chaf Aleph Mon Aleph. Amar Rava, remez l'shniot min haTorah minayin. Where is there an allusion to the notion of Shniot? Shenemar ki et kol ha-toivot ha-el asu anshei ha-aretz. At the end of the Parsha of Arayot, the Torah tells us that all of these abominations were done by the people, and used the word ha-el instead of ha-eleh. What's Ha'el? Ha'el Kashot. We interpret Ha'el not as being a reference to these, but rather meaning these harsh ones. Michlal de'ika rakot. So you can infer from them that there are lighter toivot, if you will. Maininu shniot. That must be shniot. Which means that there is an allusion in the Torah that there are less severe sexual abominations than the ones exactly listed, and those are shniot. So where do I get the idea that the word el means harsh or severe? Dichtiv et elei haaretz lakach. Pasuk in Yechezkel, it's pasuk number 8 on the page, that he took the strong people of the land. Good. And we know that el does mean strong. Good. Now, lema pligid Rav Levi. So perhaps this phrase, this sentiment differs with Rav Levi. The Amar of Levi, because he reads that the consequences for the corrupted scales used in the marketplace is worse than the punishment for Arayot. Because in reference to the Arayot, it says Ale, and the reference to the Midot, it says Toivota Ale, these violations. El Kashev, Ale Kashemiel. He's saying that Ela is even worse than El. Right? So the answer is no. Gabriot nam mihaktiv Ela. The answer is that Arayot also says Ela. Right? Which is ahuli mute midot mikaret. In other words, it's there to tell you that even though karet is very, midot is very serious, as corrupted scales, nonetheless, Arayot are the only ones that have karet. And therefore it says, anybody who does atoivot ha-Ela v'nichratu. But these are not midot. So in what way then is midot more severe? Hani efshar b'tshuva, hani lo efshar b'tshuva. That you can do tshuva for the arayot, but you can't do tshuva for midot, because how are you going to find all the people that you cheated and pay them back and reweigh and everything else? Good. But the notion here is that ha'el does mean kasheh. Ela may mean more severe than it, but nonetheless, Arayot still has this notion of El as if there's something less severe. Good. Rav Yehuda Amar Mihachi has a different pasuk, v'izein v'chiker tiken m'shalim harbe. This is a note about Kohelet, which at least in certain traditions means it's a reference to Shlomo. He said, izein v'chiker means he listened and he thought and he created many parables. Right, the Amar Ula, what does that mean? Amar Ula, so Karam Shabbat Shlomo, Ita Torah, the Doma, Likfifa, Shein La Uznaim. That before Shlomo came along, the Torah was like a basket without any handles. Ad Shabbat Shlomo, Vasala Uznaim. Ozen of a Kli is a handle. Just like ears that stick out from the head. And in the same way, Shlomo was Metakein, certain Gzerot de Rabbanan, certain Gzerot that allowed the rest of the Torah to function well, and that's the Shniot. Vashayamar Mehacha. Right, which means to go around it and protect it. Amar of Ashi, Mashal of Ashi, Lamad of Ardomes. So Rav Ashi's pasuk plays out in the following analogy. L'adam Meshamer Pardes, a man who's watching a vineyard, an orchard, Meshamromi Bachutz, Kolom Ishtamer, if he watches it from the outside, in other words, he accepts a fence around it and stays far away from the inside, then the whole thing is watched. But if he watches it from the inside, meaning there's no protection, and he's right in the middle of the orchard itself, then only what's in front of him is guarded. Parenthetically, the Gemara says, that analogy is wrong. In the case of the orchard, at least whatever's in front of him is guarded. But if it's not, if it weren't for Shniot, he would violate the Arayot themselves. Right? Because as we will see in a moment, Shniot are all an extension, one generation past, etc., of Arayot themselves. Good. So now Rav Kahana, Amar Mihach, he had a different pasuk, Shmartem et Mishmarti. The Torah says, you should guard my guard. Asu Mishmer the Mishmarti, meaning, Hashem is saying, you put a guard around my guard. You add Drabonans. So Amar Abai the Rav Yosef, had the Oraita he. So what do you mean? That's not a remez. That means it's the Oraita. So the Oraita, Uperashu the Rabbanan. The answer is, you're right. There is a mitzvah the Oraita to create a fence, and the Rabbanan defined what the fence is. Call a Torah Nami Perashu Rabbanan. The whole Torah is like that. Elmin Rabbanan across Machta Bialma. The answer is that the entire thing is the Rabbanan. And all of these psukim really are Asmachta, meaning the whole notion of Shniot is rabbinically generated. But all these psukim are an Asmachta to give us a sense of an association with the text about this protection. But now let's get into Shniot themselves. Tana Rabbanan. Mahim Shniot. What are Shniot? Eim Imo. So your mother's mother. Ve'eim Aviv, your father's mother, which are not directly written in the Torah. Ve'eshet Avi Aviv, and your father's father's wife. Ve'eshet Avi Imo, your mother's father's wife. All right, so that on the list is two grandmothers and two wives of grandfathers. We'll see that this Braita lists eight Shniot, and we're going to end up with a total of 20. Ve'eshet Achi Ha'av min Ha'eim, ve'eshet Achi Ha'eim min Ha'av. In other words, an aunt that is through either your mother's paternal brother's wife or your father's maternal brother's wife. In other words, there's only one father's side in that. B'chalat b'no, chalat b'no meaning your son's daughter-in-law. B'chalat b'to, or your daughter's daughter-in-law. Now, that's the list. And that's the list that takes us down to the items on the Braita. Now, in addition to that, and now if you look at page 19, you can see the sequence of the sugya. A man is allowed to have relations with her, to marry. Eshet chamiv, meaning his father-in-law's wife, not his mother-in-law, obviously, but his father-in-law's wife, and his son, his wife's son's wife. V'asur bevat chorgo, but he's not allowed to marry, of course, his wife's son's daughter, which is his wife's granddaughter. That's the oraita. V'chorgo mutar b'ishto, and chorgo, meaning his wife's son, is allowed to marry his wife, uvito, or his daughter. V'eshet chorgo, and so what does the wife of his, what his wife's son's wife, what did she say? Omerlo, she could say to him, which is sort of an aphorism, Ani mutarat lacha, I'm mutar to you, uviti asura lacha. I'm allowed to marry you, my daughter's not allowed to marry you. Somewhat of an odd thing. But that's because eshet chorgo is mutar, bat chorgo is not. Now, what are you talking about? Bat chorgo is not eshniya, bat chorgo da'oraita hidichtiv, et bat benav, et bat bitat. This is in Pasuk number 12 on the page. A man is not allowed to marry a woman and her daughter or her granddaughter from either side. So that means that bat chorgo, meaning your wife's son's daughter, is a shnia. It's not a shnia, it's a doraita. The answer is you're right. Mishum the kabaya lamit ni seifa, because at the end of the bright that want you on to say eshet chorgo omeret lo ani mutar lecha viti asur alecha, that your wife's son's wife could say to you, I could marry you, but my daughter can't. And the irony behind that is, even though my daughter is usher to you midoraita, but didilo gazur be'rabbanan, they didn't make it. They didn't even extend it to me a gzera. Now, so therefore, tana reisha nami bat chorgo. Therefore, in the reisha, they also mention bat chorgo, even though bat chorgo really is the oraita. So ihachi eshet chamiv nami tema ani mutar lacha uviti asur alacha. So why don't you have the wife of his father-in-law say the same thing. I could marry you and my daughter can't marry you because after all, my daughter is your wife's sister. Right? The answer is, ahi achotisha lo psikale. That's not a completely true thing because it is possible for him to marry that girl if his wife dies. Ha lo psikale. The answer is ha psikale, ha lo psikale. In the case of bat chorgo, it's never mutter. In the case of Achot Ishto, which is, if you think about it, Bat Eshet Chamiv, Then it might be mutter if his wife dies. So therefore, we don't want to say, we don't want, the irony is not as strong because it's not true that he's always not allowed to marry the next generation. Good. That is our first piece of Shniot, which is the Brayta of the Eight, and this curious saying that Eshet Chorgo says. We're not going to get back to that. We will reference the Brayta, though, several times. Now, next step, Amarav, and this is item number two on the page, limited Shniot. Amarav, Arbana Shimieshlan Hefsek. There are four of these women who have a limited extension of Shniot, meaning it's only that generation, and it doesn't continue to the next generation ad infinitum. Nakit Rav Biadei Tlat. Now, Rav said there's four, but he said, I only have three. What are the three? So your mother's brother's, your mother's paternal brother's wife, and your father's maternal brother's wife, v'chalato, and your daughter-in-law. Now, daughter-in-law, we're going to have to change in a minute because daughter-in-law is d'oraita. Uzi'iri mosif af eshet avi imo. Uzi'iri added one in, which is the wife of your mother's father, right? Your maternal grandfather's wife. Now, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak v'simanacha de'iloi de'rav. And the way to remember it is de'iloi de'rav. And it's one generation above Rav is where Ziri says it cuts off. V'rav ma'itam elo chashivle. So why does Rav say it's not true that your mother's father's wife is not the end of the road? And it's even your mother's father's father's wife and your mother's father's 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 wife, etc. Because then, if somebody were to allow that, they might get confused and allow also the wife of your father's 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 father, which all fathers, in which the case is really d'oraita. Was the Ziri, so why does Ziri not agree? A person naturally goes to his paternal family and knows that these people are all kroving to him and are asur. To his maternal family, he doesn't have the same sort of feeling of kirva, and therefore, he's not going to confuse the two. That's Ziri's position. Now, parenthetically, Rav said kalato. What do you mean kalato? D'oraita. D'chtiv avat kalatcha lo tegale. You're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. It's very simple. So, ema kalat beno kalat beno. So, when Rav said there are three women who don't have a whose line stops, so two of them are the different uncles' wives and with the half connection. And the other one is not kalato, but kalat beno, meaning your son's daughter-in-law. However, it's not your grandson's daughter-in-law. Ah, the kalat beno yeshla have six. Since when does your son's daughter-in-law stop at that generation? Matanya kalato erva. We have a brayta that says your daughter-in-law is a straight-up erva. Kalat beno shnia. Your son's daughter-in-law is a shnia. V'chein ata omer bivno uven beno atzof kalat arot. And that continues on down. Your son's wife is a shnia. Ela ema kalat bito. So really, what did Rav mean? The line is limited. The line stops for your daughter's son and daughter-in-law. That one only goes to that generation. De amar Rav Chista ha milta migava Rabba Shmieli. I heard this from a gava Rabba, from a big person. Umanu Rabbi Ami, it was Rabbi Ami. Lo asru kalat elmei kalat. A daughter-in-law is only also because of a daughter-in-law. We'll see what that means. The Amruli Kaldos and the Chaldeans said to me, Malafna Havi, you're going to be a great teacher. Meaning, what you said was very cute, but very smart. Amina Igavaraba Havena Asperami Da'ati. So that means I become myself going to be a great Talmud Chacham. I'll explain it on my own. Im Mikre Dardike Havina, if it means I'm going to be a school teacher, Ashar the Mirabonin. Then I'll ask the Rabbanan, Da'atu Leve Knishta. And I'll ask them, Hashta Savarta Midati. But now that they said I'm a wise person, I'll say it by my own. What does it mean? Lo asu kalab elmine kalab, this aphorism. Lo asu kalab bito elamishum kalab bino, meaning your daughter's daughter-in-law is only usur as a precaution against your son's daughter-in-law. And your son's daughter-in-law herself is a shnia. And as a result, since your daughter's daughter-in-law is only a gzera because of your son's daughter-in-law, therefore, in that case, we don't extend it beyond the one generation. Amar le Abaye l'Rava. As for Allah, he gone, and so he gives an example, Kalata devei bar tzitoi. This is a family that had sons and daughters that both had daughters-in-law where something like that could might have happened. Maybe somebody died. Papa marking gon call tad the vera papa, bar abba, bar abba, ravashi marking gon call tad the vemari bar isak. So we bring several families that everybody in those days knew where they had daughters-in-law from both sons and daughters in the family, and evidently somebody either died or got divorced, so such a thing could happen. Good. Next step, which is step number 3. Ibayalu. Eshet achiha aim min ha'aim. Now, if you noticed, in our list of shniot, we included an uncle's wife, whether the uncle was the mother's paternal brother or the father's maternal brother. What happens if it's the mother's maternal brother, meaning that there's no father's side in any of this? Eshet achiha aim min ha'aim. So it's your mother, her maternal brother, meaning she shares this brother with her mother, but not with her father. So there's no common father in any of this. Mahu. So we say, Eshet achiha av min ha'aim, ve'eshet achiha aim min ha'av, di'kat sad av, hu'digaz rabbanan. Perhaps the shniyah is only when it's your father's maternal brother's wife, or your mother's paternal brother's wife, or at least in one of the generations, there's a father in there. Aval hecha deleka tzad av lo gazar rabbanan. But if there is no tzad av, there's no paternalism in either of the generations, maybe there's no gzeira. Odom aloshna, perhaps it's all the same. Maybe any uncle's wife is an erva, the rabbanan. Remember, the midoraita, the only one that's an erva, is your father's paternal brother's wife. Now, Amrav Safra, he gufa gzeira. V'anan neku menigzor gzeira l'gzeira. Let's think about it. Eshet achiha aim min ha'av, eshet achiha av min ha'aim, meaning when there's at least one sad av, is itself a gzeira, and now you want to add another gzeira on top of that, gzeira le gzeira? We have a general rule that we don't do that. However, as Rav is going to point out, that general rule does not seem to affect shniot. Amarava, atu kulu lav gzeira le gzeira, you know, with the whole system of shniot is gzeira le gzeira. As an example, imo erva, your mother's an erva. Aim imo shnia, your mother's mother's a shnia. Gazral aim avi mishum aim imo, and so therefore there are gozer on your father's mother as a gzera because of aim imo. The time of my kula deve imo rabati karule, because they all call them grandma. Eshet aviv erva, your father's wife is an erva. Eshet avi aviv shnia, so your grandfather's wife, father's father's wife is a shnia. The gazral eshet avi imo mishum eshet avi aviv, and so there are gozer on your mother's father's wife because of your father's father's wife. Meaning, as we're pointing out, as Rav is pointing out, throughout Shniot, we have Gzeira L'Gzeira, we're not bothered by that. The time of Mai, why? Because Kula Devei Abba Rabba Karulei, because they all say it's grandfather's house. In other words, we all think of it as grandfather's house, and we don't distinguish between it's my mother's father, my father's father, it's all grandfather's house. Eshet, another example, Eshet Achia Av Mina Av, Erva. So now, your father's paternal brother's wife is the Erva, Doratcha. Eshet Achia Av Mina Em Shnia, so your father's maternal brother's wife is a shnia. Gazral eshet achia aim min ha'av mishum eshet achia av min ha'aim. And so there it goes there on your mother's paternal brother because of your father's maternal brother. The time of my mishum dechulu devei dodi karulahu, because they call all of them uncles, right? So my, which means, by the way, here we should say that your mother's maternal brother's wife should also be included because also an uncle. My, so what's the solution to this? Toshma. The Chiyata Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Amar. So Yehuda Bar Shila came with a very general rule. Amim Rava. In Eretz Yisrael, they have the following statement. Kol Shebin Nekeva. This is the rule of Shniot. Kol Shebin Nekeva Erva. Any woman who is herself an Erva. Bezachar Gazur Al Ishto. Then the parallel person, as a male, they made a Gzer of Shnia on his wife. Right? Mishum Shnia. Alright? So as an example, in this case, if your mother's maternal sister is certainly an erva, so your mother's maternal brother's wife, therefore, should be a Shnia. V'amar Rava Uchalahu? But Rava said, is that general rule really, universal? Chamoto erva. Let's take a look at it. Your mother-in-law is an erva. Eshet chamiv muteret. But your father-in-law's wife is muter. Which means, you see, that it's not true that any time a nekeva is an erva, then that same zachar's wife is a shnia. Bat chamoto erva. Your mother-in-law's daughter, in other words, your wife's sister, is an erva. Eshet ben chamoto muteret. But your mother-in-law's son's wife is muter. Bat chamiv erva. Right? The daughter of your father-in-law is an erva. Esha ben chamim muter, same thing. Chorgato erva. Chorgato is your wife's son. Meaning your wife's daughter, sorry. Eshet chorgo, your wife's son's wife, is muteret. Bat chorgato erva. Your wife's daughter's daughter is also to you. Eshet ben chorgo muteret. But the wife of your wife's son's, wife's son's son is mutter to you, which means you see lots of examples when a nekeva is an erva and the parallel zachar's wife is not a shnia. So what's his rule coming to include it all? Isn't it coming for our case to include the mother's maternal brother's wife? Because after all, the mother's maternal sister is certainly an erva to you. So ishto mishum shnia, v'zachar gazru ishto mishum shnia. So ma'ishna hani u'ma'ishna ha. So why would you say that in all of those other cases we just listed, we don't make a shnia? In this case, we do. Ha b'chad kiddushin mekarv lahani ad deikatre kiddushin lo mekarv lahu. This is the reasoning behind it, which is that in all of those other cases that we talked about, it takes two marriages to get them close to you. Right? Whereas, in this case, it took only one marriage. That woman married your mother's maternal brother. That already brought her into the family, that one marriage. Every one of the other cases, for instance, Eshet Chorgo. Right? So that means he only became related to you because you married his mother. And then he married this woman, so she's two kedushin away from you, therefore didn't make gzeira. So now it seems to be that our rule about shnia is, any time that a woman is an erva, that same position occupied by a man, his wife is a shnia if her relationship to you is only one marriage away. Now, that was step number three here. Step number four is shalach le'rav mishashaya mitusanya l'rav papi. So he asked him the following question. Yilamdeinu rabbeinu. What's the psak? Eshet achi avi ha'av. In other words, the father's father's brother's wife. In other words, we're taking now, instead of moving it one over by making it maternal instead of paternal, we're moving it one up and saying, does your father's brother's wife extend one generation up? So it's your father's father's brother's wife. Va'achot avi ha'av. Or your grandfather's sister. In other words, grandfather's brother's wife, grandfather's sister. Mahu. Mid lamata erva lamala nami gazube. Since after all, the same thing going down, in a down direction, is an erva, therefore maybe the shnia should go all the way up, in unlimited generations. Odil maha'i paligdarta, or maybe there's too many generations away, and the kirva is very distant. And therefore there is no gzeira. So toshma. So now, mayin shnia, v'lokachashiv l'vadayu. And the answer is very simple. Look at our braita. Our braita does not include grandfather's brother's wife or grandfather's sister. So the answer is tana v'shir. No, the braita is not complete because he left something out. My shir, dai shir. What else did he leave out that he left this out? Remember, the rule is either that a tanaitic list is either fully complete or it's generally incomplete. So we have to find something else that was left out. Tana v'shir, my shir, dai shir, shir, shniot of Rabbi Chiya, that we're going to get to, but we already had on page 18, the list of the 12 of Rabbi Chiya. So it left out Rabbi Chiya's 12, maybe it left out this. So Amemar, achshar, b'eshna, chi, avi, aviv, v'achot, avi, aviv. By the way, Amemar was mater, both those women. A case of a grandfather's brother's wife or grandfather's sister, he was mater. So Amemar, avila, l'rav ashi, l'didi, chazi, l'shniot, mar, b'rei, d'ravina, d'ravna. I myself saw Marbury Duravna's list of shniot. Uchtivan sheitzari lisur, and it says there's 16 that are asur. My love, Tami de Matnitin, Vishita ve Rabbi Chiya, Vahanachtarte. Isn't that the 8 of the Braita and the 6 of Rabbi Chiya? We'll see why we're only calling him 6 and not 12. And plus these other 2 that we just listed, which means they're asur. So hasheitzari, there's your 16. Vlitamech sheitzari havin. Ah, if you're going to do that, there should be 17. Why? We just came to the agreement that your mother's maternal brother's wife is also a shnia. So there should be 17. right? The Braita plus that one, plus the other six of Rav Chiya, plus these two. So halakasha, hanach tarti didamin lahadadi kechari chashivlohu. That mother's paternal brother's wife and maternal brother's wife, they're calling all one unit. Alright. Vaha sheit sari. So there's your 16. Ah, vahamikom lididi chazin lan, nechtivan lisura. He said, yeah, but I saw that they're written lisura. So that must mean that these two that we've not solved are lisura. So no, amar leiv, the tamech, you have a tchtiv lahetera. If you saw that same list and it said these things are all mutter, would you rely on it? You didn't see the rabbi's name on it. You saw somebody took notes in his shir and that's what he wrote down. That doesn't mean that it's approved. It just says lisura. It doesn't mean that's an official list. So it might say there's 16, but there might not be 16. Good. So now, that is item number 4. And now we get to item number 5, which is Rav Chiya's list, which we've already seen. Third generation down of his son and daughter, meaning his son's son's daughter, and his son's daughter's daughter, and his daughter's daughter's daughter, and his daughter's son's daughter. All four of those possible great granddaughters are included. That's Shlishi. Notice the numbers. Vishababat ishto, and the same thing with his wife's children, that's another four. And then Shnia, those are called Shnia. Revi Ishabachami Vishabachamoto. And the same amount of generations up, but going from your father-in-law, so the father-in-law's mother's mother, and the father-in-law's father's mother, and the mother-in-law's mother's mother, and the mother-in-law's father's mother. That's another four. And that gives us our 12. Shnia. So now, parenthetically, Amar l'Ravina, the Ravashi, Maishna l'mala dekachashiv la l'ishto. So why, in your math, how come on the way up you considered the wife there because you called it a fourth up, meaning the wife, the mother-in-law, her mother, and then her mother. In other words, you started counting from the wife. Maishna l'mata dekachashiv la l'ishto. And on the way down, you didn't start from the wife, you started from the child. You said this daughter, and the daughter's daughter's daughter, 1, 2, 3. You called it a shlishi. The answer is the maladi sura mikoach ishto ko'ati. After all, on the way up, it starts from your wife. The fact that you married the woman, that's where the issue starts. Chashivla. The matadi sura la mikoach ishto ko'ati. But on the way down, it's not generated by your wife. Lo kachashivla. Because after all, it includes your daughter, which has nothing to do with your wife. I mean, your daughter, and then her daughter, etc. So, vaha ben ishto vat ishto di sura mikoach ishto ko'ati. But half of that list, if you look on page 18 at the bottom, number 2, four great-granddaughters of wife. That really does come from your wife. V'lo chashiv la, you didn't count it. So, ayatani shlosha dorot l'mata didev, v'lo chashva, tani yama gimel dorot l'mata didev, v'lo chashva. Simply parallel construction. We said, your kids, shlishi down, are usher. So her kids also shlishi down. We're not confused by calling it revi and counting her. Good. Amar Rav Ashi lo av kahana. Ashniyot tevera b'chiyah, yesh lan efseik wa'en la'em efseik. Now, on Rav Chiya's list, which goes down 8 times, and it goes up 4 times, as you see on the list, is it only those generations, or is it there and all the way infinite? Toshma de Amarav, Dalad Hashim Yishtam Hefzik, Vatula. Rav said there's only 4 that are limited, which means these are unlimited. Now, Dilmaki Kamarav, Lahimat Nita. Maybe Rav was only commenting on the Braita. Of the Braita that lists 8, 4 of them are limited and 4 aren't. Toshma Shlishi Ravi. The answer is Rav Chiya's Braita talks about Shlishi and Ravi. Shlishi Ravi ain't Felo. It's only a third or fourth generation, not more. So then, Mishlishi Va'ilach Ravi Va'ilach. Maybe what it meant was 3 and on, 4 and on, those are Shneel. I'm like, Rav Lav Nachman, Chazi Mar Haimi Rabbanan, Da'atim Arava, Va'amar Bob Mar Rava. Sorry. So that's the question whether or not it is infinite or not, and we don't really have a solution. The last piece that we have is really somewhat tangential. And Rava says to Rav Nachman, Rava Nachman, Chazi Mar Haimi Rabbanan, you see this student, the Atim Rav, he came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, and he said, Bo b'mar Rava, in Eretz Yisrael they asked the question, Gazra Shniot b'gerim or lo? Did the Gzeira of Shniot apply to Gerim or not? Meaning, a Ger, somebody who converts, so we rabbinically say that he's not allowed to have relations with his mother, his his grandmother, etc., all the wife's sister, etc., all the regular arayot, right? But we do that not because really he's related to them, because a ger is like a newborn child, but rather so people shouldn't say he's coming from a more severe kedusha, because as a ben noach he's not allowed to do that, to a lighter kedusha where suddenly he's allowed to do it, it won't look good, right? So the question is, do we apply shniot to a ger? Ologaz or shniot, the gerim. Amarle hashto ma erva gufa ilav shalo yomu bayim mikdusha chamur lakdusha kalu logaz or rabbanan. Stop and think about it. Even arayot themselves, if it weren't for the consideration of people saying you're going from a stronger kedusha to a weaker kedusha by being Jewish, which is preposterous, but that's what would play out. If it weren't for that, we wouldn't even have arayot for the gerim. Shniot ribaya. So you're asking about shniot. It's pretty straightforward that gerim do not have shniot, meaning among their blood relatives. Now Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said goyim. Gerim hoyel va'ata liyadan nima b'umilta. You mentioned gerim, so you know what? I have something to say about gerim. Achin min ha'em lo ya'idu. And that is, maternal brothers may not testify. A ger may not testify. And let's say his maternal brother also converts. He may not testify about it. Me'idu eidutan eidut. But reality is that their eidut is good because they really aren't halachically related. Achin min ha'av. But if they're paternal brothers, me'idim l'chatchila. L'chatchila they're allowed to be made. Amemar said even maternal brothers lachatchila may be made. What's the difference between maternal and paternal? Because in the case of maternal brothers, everybody knows they're brothers, and it's not a formal relationship as much as it's an obvious and instinctive relationship. So there we say lachatchila gerim should not testify about each other if they are maternal brothers, but paternal brothers no problem. Amemar says either case is no problem. So why is the case that in arayot we say you're not allowed to have relations with somebody who you're paternally related, maternally related to, but in the case of the edut, yes? The answer is erva lakol mesura, aedut leventin mesura. Arayot is something that everybody's involved with. Everybody has to be careful who they have relations with. So therefore, we have to put up a fence. On the other hand, when it comes to edut, that's something the beitin takes care of, and the beitin knows that a ger is a newborn baby, and therefore they will not make the mistake, even if they allow him to testify. Everybody should have a wonderful day. We will continue with the Mishnah Daf Chaf Bet in the next podcast.